Thanks again for joining us here on the Saturday morning as we once again get a chance to talk sports on the Coach's Corner. It's been a few weeks since the boys' swim season wrapped up, but you know what? We haven't had a chance to recap an outstanding year with the Zionsville Eagles, but that's what we're going to do right now, as they had a young man to win state in two events, but also chosen as the Mental Attitude Award winner. His name is Walker Matice, and we'll get a chance to visit with Walker in just a moment. But before we get to Walker, let's welcome back the coach, Scott Kubeley. Coach Kubeley, welcome back. How are you?
Oh, thank you very well. Thanks for having us.
Well, it's great to have you with us here. We had a chance to break down the girls' season a few weeks back, so a lot of these questions will be very similar, but give me a recap, if you would, about the boys' team and how it went.
The boys' team had a good season there. Dual meet-wise, we finished 7-2. We were runners-up to Center Grove at the Hall of Fame meet. We won our invitational. We were second in the conference meet, and we finished second at the sectional. The boys also finished second at the JV invite.
Okay.
So, yeah.
When you look at this team, was this did this team exceed expectations?
I mean, when you go back and you look at the seniors that we lost last year, you know, this team, they really stepped up and worked hard the whole entire season, and they did everything that they could to make it a season that they could have. And it turned out very well, and we ended up finishing fourth at the state meet, which, you know, I think you know, maybe we even might have had a chance to maybe go a little bit higher, but you know, we got fourth, and we'll definitely take that.
Tell me about your performance in the sectional. You finished second.
We definitely had a good sectional meet there. Yeah, we didn't win it, but you know, that was okay, because we were able to go through and send several people to state, and you know, finishing fourth. You know, we finished fourth, and the team that won sectional finished I think eighth or ninth. So yeah, that was kind of just reward for us, I guess, if you want to call it that, in terms of getting our little revenge back on us not winning the sectional. But you know, they and it was Harrison who won the sectional. Give them a little credit there, because I think they had this year kind of circled on their calendar for many years. It's because they mm-hmm. kind of saw what they had coming up, and yeah. And so they thought that this might be their year, and mm-hmm. you know, we didn't roll over. We worked really hard and tried everything we could to win that meet, and like I said, we fell just a little bit short. But you know what, it was good on the way that we swam, and then the way that we continued on and swam very well at the state meet.
We'll talk with Walker here in just a moment and get his thoughts on his performance. But give me your thoughts on what kind of swimmer he's been for Zionsville.
Well, he came in and gave us an immediate impact. Being able to swim with and practice for 3 years with you know, one of the top swimmers in the country, in Will Modlin, really, I think, helped his development. And this year, without Will being here to push him, he was the leader in the pool. So he was the one that people were looking up to and chasing this year. I think one of the things that made his senior year maybe a little bit less stressful than what it could have been is that he made his college decision last year. So that was off the plate. You know, that was, you know, there was no pressure on trying to figure out where to go. And so he just went out and had a great senior season. Topped off by two state championships and maybe even more special there, winning the Mental Attitude Award. You know, that was really special as well. So he definitely is going to be missed next year, but we'll definitely be following him as he moves on and continues his swimming career at Purdue University.
Why did you select Walker as your representative for the team for Mental Attitude Award?
Well, just kind of looking at, and first of all, you have to be a senior,
correct,
to begin with, to be nominated for that. And so, you know, just kind of looking at the overall body of work for the 4 years mm-hmm. there, it just kind of made it really an easy decision that he was going to be our representative there. And so, so really, in the end, I'm the person that gives the name, and then Tim East, our principal, had to write the letter of recommendation. Mm-hmm. So we talked to Walker one on one and wrote things out, and Walker had to fill out some mm-hmm. things there too. So it just you know, turned out that, you know, our number was up, I guess. But really, kind of in the end too, you know, I think he fully deserves that award there, because if you know him, you know that he represents that attitude, that mental attitude award very well.
Yeah. Coach Kubley with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Scott, as always, thanks so much for your time.
All right, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Well, let's go ahead and welcome in our second guest here, and his name is Walker Matthijs. He is a swimmer here at Zionsville High School, a state champ in two events, the 200 free and 100 free in his senior year, and also the Mental Attitude Award winner, so not a bad way to cap your senior season. And Walker, welcome to the Coach's Corner. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. So I always begin with this general question with whoever, whatever sport or whatever athlete I'm talking with. So I'd like to ask, why your sport? So why swimming for you?
If I'm being completely honest, my sister is pretty much most of the reason that I swam in the first place. I didn't really want to join. I joined the team when I was around six. I didn't really want to join, but my parents kind of forced me to. But obviously, after being in the pool for a couple of years, I really enjoyed it, and it was my favorite thing to do at the time. So I ended up, I think I was playing three or four other sports through about, probably until I was about 12. And then I started narrowing it down. I got to eventually just swimming and soccer. Mm-hmm. And then I had a pretty nasty knee injury in around seventh grade, and that's when I cut out soccer just because of the low impact that swimming has.
Yeah, for sure. So, well, it looks like you made the right decision.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you dedicate yourself to this sport? Because it is such a sport that requires a lot of commitment and a lot of dedication.
Yeah, I mean, I think it is really tough at times coming in every day, morning and afternoon, putting in the work every time, but I think it's easy, or at least easier when you just think of what you're going for, the end goal that you're trying to achieve, the things you've set for yourself to do the whole season. And every time it just gets tough, you just have to think about those, and it helps you get through them.
What did Will Modlin teach you about swimming?
I think he was a big part of teaching me kind of the work ethic and really what it took to be great. He was always here, always motivated, always working hard. I mean, there have been a lot of really, really good swimmers that I've swam with over the years, but I think he is like just the best example of always showing up and being consistent with his work ethic.
What did you go from being a good swimmer to an exceptional swimmer?
I would say probably around my sophomore year.
Mm-hmm. What changed?
I think part of it was just obviously growing, getting mm-hmm. stronger. But I think also through middle school, the end of middle school, I guess, in freshman year, it's also COVID. It was hard to motivate myself. A lot of that was just really difficult at the time. And I think coming out of COVID was just really good. And I felt a lot more motivated, and I had all those people back around me. And during COVID, practices were really weird, pool time was limited, mm-hmm. and coming back from that obviously just made it a lot easier to put in more work and get better.
Yeah. Tell me about your teammates.
Yeah, like Kubley said earlier, last year we had a really big graduating class, and it was really talented. They really helped me over the past couple years get better and get to where I am now. But I think also the guys behind me have pushed me in kind of a different way, that like I was chasing the guys above me my first couple years, but then you see those guys chasing you, and it makes you want to work even harder to make sure that they don't quite get up to you, and so that you're still up there. But I mean, just the team being so talented in general has really been what allows just everyone to get better the way they have.
Yeah, you kind of followed Will's example. Who might be on this team that will be a leader next year? Who do you think followed you and you hope will follow your example?
Yeah, I think there's definitely a couple guys that could come up next year. Caleb Kuntz is really, really talented. He had a really unfortunate injury this season, so he's been out of the pool for a couple months and still has a couple more till he can really fully swim. I mean, I think he really has that motivation and drive that it takes, but he'll have to work definitely extra hard to get back to where he would be if he didn't get injured. Mm-hmm. So I think that might be tough on him mentally, but I definitely think he would be able to overcome that.
Yeah. Tell me about your two state championship wins. Let's begin with the 200 free. Tell me about it.
Yeah, last year I got second, and the person who beat me was obviously Aaron Shackle, who was miles ahead, but he was a senior last year, so the 200 free, definitely I had a lot of hope coming into this year that I could do well in it. I wasn't sure if I'd be able to win, just depending on who swam it, how I would swim at the meet, but the whole season it was kind of the 2 free that was the main event I was really focused on, really, that was the one that I was really working towards.
Mm-hmm. And you're able to win that at minute 36.86. Mm-hmm. You happy with that time?
Yeah, I am. I think my goal at the beginning of the season was a little faster than that. Mm-hmm. But throughout the season, I swam some pretty good times. But at sectionals, I was 1:38 flat. And I was a little disappointed with that time at the time. But like looking back, I mean, it was a good swim. I wasn't really pushed to my max in that setting. But I think the 1:36 was a big relief when I went it, because it took a lot of pressure off, I think, for that 100 free, because I felt like I did what I was going towards the whole season, and it just made me feel pretty good at the time.
And then the 100 free, tell me about it.
Yeah, I mean, the 100 free, similarly to last year, the only people who beat me were seniors, like the 2 free, but the 100 free is, I would say it's more different in the fact that a lot of people improve more in that event. It's more just kind of about one swim. It's not necessarily like anything can kind of happen in that event, more so than the 200. So, I mean, I throughout the whole season, I wanted to win that one as well, but it wasn't really what I had been working towards necessarily. Well, I had been working towards it, but I was really focused on the 200. And similarly to the 2 free, I had a pretty good sectional swim. And then at prelims of state, I went about the same time, 45 flat, I think. And finals, I was honestly really surprised with the time that I did go. My goal was to go into the 44s, but I was pretty surprised that I went 44 low like that. And a big swim like that, definitely in the 100, is just kind of what it takes to win. You really have to, you can't have a not so great swim and win that event.
And then, of course, to cap your day, you were selected as the Herman Keller Mental Attitude Award winner. To receive that as well, what does that mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, that award is really just a huge honor, to be honest. And especially after Will won it last year, going into the meet, I thought there was honestly really no chance that I would win it this year, because back-to-back winners is just doesn't really happen for that award for one school. But so when I won it, it just meant that much more. And it was really, it was just really, really great to see that. And it made a lot of the work that I not only put in the pool, but in other areas like the classroom, the community, it really just made all of that pay off.
Tell me a little bit about your work in the community. What keeps you involved in that area?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a part of National Honor Society for school, so we do have to do 10 hours per semester of volunteer community service to stay in that. But also, I mean, our community in Zionsville is just so great, and it's definitely a huge reason why I've been able to get where I am today. And I think it's just so important that I give back to that and help others get to similar places like I am.
And next year, what will you be doing?
I'll be swimming at Purdue next year.
All right. Well, congratulations on this year, and best of luck to you next year.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Well, we've been talking Zionsville boys swimming here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. We began with head coach Scott Kubley, and we just wrapped up hearing from state champ in 2 events and the Mental Attitude Award winner Walker Matthijs, and we thank them both for their time here today. We'll take a break and be back with more. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.